About 30 miles away in Gaza, Israel opened the border crossings for the first time in a week. That allowed some food and medicine to enter the densely populated strip. Israel also allowed foreign journalists to enter Gaza for the first time in more than a month. Linda Gradstein spent the day in Gaza and sent this report.
Umm Salim lives with her extended family of 50 people in a three-story house in one of Gaza's refugee camps. They depend on food aid from the United Nations. For almost a month, there's been a shortage of cooking gas in Gaza. So she says she bakes 100 rounds of pita bread every day in an outdoor wood-burning oven. A pot of lentil soup sits on an electric hot plate, but today there's no electricity.
The situation's brought us 40 years back. Everything is getting very bad. We can't cook, we can't do anything. Now they've told us a rumor that if you want to fill your gas cylinder, it's 150 shekel.
That's three times what it used to cost. Salim was a vocal Hamas supporter who worked hard to persuade other women to vote for Hamas in the 2006 elections. But now she blames Hamas for the deteriorating economic situation.
Hamas, it's all their fault. I'm sorry I voted for Hamas, and I'm not afraid.
Hamas staged a violent takeover of Gaza a year and a half ago. Since then, Gazans say, Hamas has completely consolidated its hold over the strip. In some respects, they say, life is easier under Hamas. Police keep Gaza's congested traffic moving, and crime has all but disappeared. But many say what they call the Israeli siege has made life unbearable. There are shortages of everything from milk to medicine. Even those who have money can't get to it. Gaza's banks closed down today, saying Israel is not allowing banknotes into the strip. That means that some 77,000 Palestinian government employees won't get their salaries this month. The timing is especially bad because Monday starts the four-day Muslim feast, Eid al-Adha. It's a time when Muslims typically buy new clothes and toys for the children. Salim says that won't happen in her family this year. Palestinian journalist Ahmed Abu Hamda says the situation is the worst it's ever been. His wife is 5 months pregnant with their first child. Last night, he says, he spent hours scouring Gaza City for medicine for her. In the past few months, the price of meat has doubled and fruit has tripled. Abu Hamda says he and many of his friends are depressed.
We are totally desperate, under very high depression. Everyone, when you go, when I go to, because I don't want to sit home, I don't have electricity.
The frustration extends to human rights workers as well. John Ging is director of the United Nations Relief and Works Association, UNRWA. He says the UN has been finding it harder to help people in Gaza. His organization, which provides food aid to 750,000 Palestinians here, was forced to suspend the program for 4 days last month after Israel tightened the closure. The UN's supply of flour, rice, sugar, and cooking oil is meant to cover 60% of Gazans' daily caloric needs. More and more, he says, Palestinians have no food to add to it.
We have a situation where people are simply living on what we're giving them. But unfortunately, it's getting worse. All that they're hearing at the political levels is spelling more doom, more gloom. And for them, they've lost any sense of there being red lines that can't be crossed.
But Ging says Israel's new policy of closing the border crossings every time a rocket is fired from Gaza is counterproductive.
We're very worried about radicalization. We're very worried about extremism. We're very worried that the stated purpose of all of these policies is the reverse is occurring on the ground in terms of the impact and consequences.
Back at Salim's house, she says she's not looking forward to the upcoming holiday. There's no money for the traditional cookies or presents. Even meat this year is beyond her means. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Gaza.